Well, I'm sitting in one of Seattle's stylish and ubiquitous coffee shops. In front of me, apart from the tall white chocolate mocha, are copies of the city's two broadsheet daily newspapers, the Seattle Times and the Post Intelligencer. What's really significant, though, is that I'm the only guy in here reading a newspaper. Everyone else is sitting in front of a sleek laptop getting their news online.
At some point in the near future, we're going to have wireless blanketing our cities, hopefully, and rollable screens or something like that that connect to the internet in a way that will make paper obsolete.
Eli Sanders is 28, and he's never bought newspapers, despite being an influential journalist on one of Seattle's weekly magazines. He's written extensively about the struggle between the two dailies here, which are joined at the hip by a circulation agreement that the larger paper wants to end. The issue has been in court for months now, but Sanders believes the smaller Post-Intelligencer, or PI as it's known, should wake up and smell the coffee. The future is all in cyberspace.
One of the most exciting ideas about how to save the PI as a presence in the city, as a voice for news and opinion, is to push rapidly online now. The exciting thing is that if the rumors are true, the PI could be the first major daily newspaper in the United States to abandon paper. It'd be thrilling to have that happen in the city.
If daily papers in the city do die, I mean, what about the wider concerns about good civic journalism and there being no one really in the sort of web community there who can provide the same expertise and gravitas that you get from a conventional newsroom?
Well, I think that's a valid concern, and when you talk to people who follow this industry really closely and are following the transition into online news, they say that there's going to be a bumpy middle as you move out of the ways that we're used to providing news through newspapers and newsrooms and into something different.
I thought this, the having the brackets in the background there, it didn't really work too well.
No, it didn't. I didn't even notice it at first.
Yeah,
the senior editors at the PI sit down to their late morning conference, newspapers sprawled across the table. The managing editor, David McCumber, is no inky-fingered Luddite. He's well aware of the web's growing power in the news business, and a team of online journalists work closely with print correspondents to make sure the website is up to speed. Cutting out the costs of printing would be liberating, he says, but nobody can predict the future.
If you can make enough money to pay your staff and to make a decent return, you should be able to thrive as a news business, and I believe that's the model that's coming.
So perversely, the internet could be your salvation and allow you to continue for decades to come.
I certainly believe that to be true. We view it as the future and the key to our survival as a news-gathering operation.
So is it possible that you might go 100% online and ditch paper altogether?
Of course it's possible, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. It's moving so quickly that for us to make any pronouncements about the death of a certain kind of medium, I think would be folly at this point.
Well, I'm standing right by one of the many machines around downtown Seattle that sells copies of the local morning dailies. And I'm just going to find out what people think. Could they live without their local newspaper?
Unless I have a device that I can easily access the daily news, then I'd still want to have, you know, a hard copy.
And are you sentimental about paper itself, about
No.
the idea of having something in your hands?
No.
When I sit down in the morning and have breakfast, I don't want to be sitting on the computer when I read my news.
Do you get your news from newspapers or online, or do you not
online.
Care? You aren't very sentimental about those things over there in the boxes, the morning papers.
I don't get the covers, but I read the paper online.
What do you think about the possibility of losing the papers altogether as, you know, technology?
Very bad. Very bad idea.
Do you really feel that you need the newsprint?
I need the paper.
Why?
Because I'm old.
Another crowded coffee shop is where you're likely to find many of the city's growing band of bloggers, dosing up on caffeine before another session at the keyboard. You'd imagine that this group of mainly part-time internet journalists would be dying to see the papers disappear. But Dan Gonzarowski, who edits the Seattleist website, says they owe a lot to in-depth professional reporting, and nothing so far beats the old-fashioned newsstand.
If someday in the future there are video kiosks sitting on the streets, that would be really cool. And you know, maybe Seattleist could engender some of the same feelings that the Times or the PI do now. But that's probably a long way off.
Well, with the presses still rolling every night, a couple of quality weeklies, and a huge growth in varied online journalism, the media business here is feeling far more festive than it is funereal. At the moment, the readers are happy, and there are no newsroom layoffs. To be a sceptical old hack for a moment, though, this period of having it both ways can't last. If you want to read a Seattle paper 10 years from now, chances are you'll be printing it off at home, one sheet at a time.